We're on the road.
Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA.
And welcome to another great edition of On the Road with the MTA. I'm Jay Gibbons, alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA. How's Stephanie?
I'm very well, Jay. It's Stephanie Kay and Jay from MTA. It's all rhymes, which is perfect.
Exactly. We're in the studio today. It's great.
I know. I do love this. I've missed seeing you in person.
Yep.
I think everyone's missing that person, you know, face-to-face interaction.
We're still socially distanced.
Yes, we are. Yes, that we are. But I have to say, Jay, what is your title here at MTA? See, people listening to you.
What's my title?
Yeah.
Jack of all trades.
Well, the IT guru I like to call you.
Yes, I'm the ITS manager for technical services.
So there you go. When you're hearing our voices, I just want you guys to know that Jay is the one that's actually recording this, and he puts it together. He edits it, and he puts it on every Friday. You can hear a new episode, correct?
See? Yep. These skills that you learn in radio. Oh, you worked in radio? Great. Then you can do this.
Exactly. So if somebody's listening right now and think, hey, I want to follow, how do they listen to us? How do they get to us?
Any way you get your podcast, whether it's in Apple Music or iTunes, you can get it on Amazon Alexa. You can get it on Google Podcasts. You can also go to Podbeam, all of them. You can get them everywhere.
So for somebody like my mom, who's 92 and wants to listen, never has had any kind of ability to do that, she can just go to our website as well, which is mtaflint.org.
Yep.
And it's right at the very bottom. You might see Facebook and Twitter, but you're going to see a little icon that says On the Road. Just click on there.
Yes, it's a cool little icon. It looks like a little driving wheel and says On the Road.
And a little microphone. That's right. So yeah, Jay and I both have had a radio background, and I was a morning show for 21 years with Mike and Stephanie on the air. And now I am the director of community relations here at MTA. So grateful. Yay. I'm so grateful and honored to be able to do that, because I have met such wonderful people in this community that really want to make a difference. And today is super special for me, because there's a project going on, and it could not have happened without these two gentlemen we're going to be speaking to. Have you heard about, I've mentioned it to you, the Miracle League. Have you heard about that?
Yes, I have.
Okay, do you know what it is?
A little, but I bet you're going to tell me.
Well, you know what? I prefer my guests telling you, because they are so informed. First of all, we have Bernie Romain, just like the salad, the lettuce, Bernie Romain. He is the fundraising chairman of the Miracle League of the Greater Flint. He's been in education for 30 years. This man makes things happen. He is a gem in the community. And he brought along Brian Crane, who is the founder of the league director of the Miracle League of Greater Flint. This gentleman, he's in college. He's so busy. He has to leave in about 20 minutes. So we got to make this short. He's in college, and he's a young man that has just made a difference. He actually was with his aunt where he saw, I think it was in Lansing, where he saw there was a Miracle League, which is a very soft ground, and it's for children that are physically or emotionally challenged. And he wanted to make sure they had a place to play and feel secure. He took $500 out of his own pocket to be the chairman to make this happen. And they're not going to pick me. They picked him. Excellent. And then Mundy Township said, hey, we want to have it here on Hill Road. We'll donate the property to you if you make it happen. So not only has he made time to talk to us, he's in college, he's doing this, but this man is amazing. So please help me welcome him both, Bernie Romain and Brian Crane. And like you said, Jay.
Crane and Romain.
It's a great team. Well, who wants to go first, gentlemen? We'd love to hear from both of you.
He's the director. He started it all.
Okay. Well, you know what? You do get all the credit, Brian. Whenever I talk to anybody, they always say, Brian's the one that made it happen. So take us back to that original moment and bring us to where you are today and what you've done, because it's an amazing story.
First and foremost, thank you so much, Jay and Stephanie, for having us on today. Really just kind of share our story. So going back to August of 2015, 2 days after my 15th birthday, I submitted an application to the Miracle League National Headquarters in just outside of Atlanta, Georgia, to charter a chapter of what is now over 300 chapters of the Miracle League. So at that point, I applied to become the director for the Miracle League Greater Flint and to obtain that chapter in the area. And so since then, I've just been working with a lot of different community partners and a lot of different businesses and individuals to try and get this thing moving. In 2016 and 2017, we went through the process of filing a 501c3, so we're an official nonprofit. And then right now we're currently raising money to build a special field that allows kids with mental and physical disabilities to play the game of baseball. We remove the barriers, such as the gravel and the dirt that would be on a typical baseball field, and we turn it into a turf baseball field and allow them to be able to play.
Well, this is a big endeavor. I mean, huge. And I have to ask why a young man like yourself involved with so many things. Most people that age are thinking about themselves, what they want to do for their future. You are giving so much to help these children that really need your help. What made you want to make that happen?
Yeah, I think I had always been involved in baseball growing up. I've been playing baseball since I was four, played for 14 years. I just stopped playing a couple years ago, which is really sad to look back on, just because I love my time playing baseball as a kid. And then also just been working with kids with special needs since fourth grade. And especially now that I look back on my experience in baseball, I couldn't imagine not being able to have that experience. So, you know, definitely want to offer that up to any kid in the area that wants to be able to play the game of baseball. They should have the ability to.
I'm so grateful you're doing this. I know they call it disabilities. I call it different abilities, because I have never been not impressed with what some of these physically or emotionally challenged people can do. I mean, we have Ashley Seymour, who is totally blind, born totally blind, who works with us, and she downhill skis, and she does things that are just amazing that does not let them hold her back. And these young children in wheelchairs are seeing the people play baseball and have a great time. So I can't tell you how needed this is and how much I appreciate you doing it. And we all want to help you. People listening definitely want to help make this happen. And I know that Bernie's been working on something as well, with the capital campaign being $400,000, which is an awful lot. And you've raised almost over $200,000 already, Bernie?
Wow.
Yes. Actually, when all the checks come in, probably sometimes next month, we'll have like $260,000 toward this project. The big cost of the Miracle League fields is the turf field. First of all, under the whole field from backstop to center field to right and left, there's like crushed stone and asphalt. And this asphalt has to be poured, and it has to have a certain degree of drop for drainage. And then they come in with the carpet, and that is a $142,000 item right there.
Wow.
Place that in. A crew comes in from out of town, and it's the same turf that you'll see on major college football fields and major college baseball fields. And this makes it very, very safe with, you know, kids on crutches and other assistive devices and so on and so forth. So that's the big cost. It's not like a regular baseball field, which doesn't take a whole lot to throw together. And it is a $400,000 project. And so Brian decides to start this in the Flint area right after the beginning of the water crisis.
Oh.
And so trying to raise some money, and this is going on, and we're doing okay, and it's coming up together. And then, of course, last March, we found out that this virus going around wasn't just the flu, and that we're in the middle of a pandemic. So the two worst-case scenarios to fundraise of that amount of money was laid on us, okay? But what is amazing, Stephanie and Jay, is the people of Genesee County, Flint, the greater Flint area, how they've stepped up. It's really impressive. And many of them are just small donations here and there. People hear about it. They know what we're trying to do. They've seen those kids in wheelchairs sitting behind the backstop watching other kids play and those kind of things. And now it's literally their turn to get up to bat. Okay? It's time for them to play ball. And we will continue. We have enough funds this spring that we should be able to begin construction. We have a construction company that's going to supervise it. The township gave us the land, which was a big donation because it's going to be a parking lot there and so on and so forth. So construction should start sometime this summer when the ground conditions warrant it. And when I say the ground conditions, we're talking putting asphalt on ground. It's got to be so firm because it's got to be super level with that certain drop to it. So there's a lot to doing that. We should be able to get started. Once that asphalt's done, it does have to cure for a couple of weeks or so. And then after that, they put in the defense posts. And then after that, then the company comes in and puts the turf, and then the fencing follows and the dugouts and so on and so forth. we will we'll be fundraising right up to during construction and so on and so forth. And we have the support. We have fundraised. In fact, can I mention a local company helping us with the fundraiser right now?
Absolutely, please do.
Somebody you know who always is ready to help the community, Huffman's Deli.
Oh yes,
in downtown Flint, has a program where they help nonprofits, and in the months of February and March, if you go to Huffman's and order the Grand Slam sandwich,
oh get cute, it, yes.
Okay, a portion of the proceeds from the sale of that will go to the Miracle League. And Heath, you know, is always ready to step up and help the community. You've heard just recently on the news other things he's been involved with. So we have those kind of fundraisers. We will be meeting with the public. We meet in different formats with different groups. But sometime this spring, we'll know at our March meeting tentatively that Township will have a grand opening for this park. The park is on Hill Road, 1286 West Hill Road. It's right, the driveway's right next to Ossenbacher's bike shop, and that park goes right behind the Home Depot on Hill Road. It's been under construction for a couple of years, so all the infrastructure's in, and they'll have a grand opening. And then the first major project in this park is going to be the Miracle League baseball field. And then we hopefully sometime by the end of the summer, if it's all built and everything, then we'll have somebody throw out the first pitch, right, Brian?
Oh, cool. That would be ideal. I love it. Well, I know it's open right now to the walking path. Can't you go through there and walk right now just as a leisurely walk?
Yes, they have, they call it informal opening. You can walk. There's about 2 miles of trails, and the neat thing about the trails is wheelchairs and other, you know, assistive devices can go on those trails, and it's really neat back in there. And they haven't opened up officially and things because when they put they spray that grass material on it, that blue stuff you see, and it was late in the season in November where they finally were getting around to finish because they were affected, the construction was affected by COVID, and the ground on the sides wasn't ready for, you know, a lot of use, and didn't want people to go in there with their different snowmobiles or sure. four-wheelers, and because the ground wasn't ready. So it's informally opened, and if the gates are open, you can go in there as a parking lot, and you can walk the trails. It's going to be really, really, really nice. And it's big. It's like, you know, almost 100 acres back there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, it's beautiful. Well, I know you now. Thanks a lot. I'm hungry for Huffman's Grand Slam. I'm going to leave here and go get my lunch from there. I'll buy some for my mom as well. And then I'll go and walk it off at the new location. Well, gentlemen, yes, you've been so helpful. And thank you so much for taking your time. I know that you're limited on your time, Brian. I don't want to hold you up. The challenges you guys have been faced with have been enormous. And I'm so proud of the way that you've overcome those. It's just great. Brian, I know that you guys can both still use so much help. If somebody's listening and they want to get their children that might be disabled involved with this, or they might want to help themselves, donate, maybe help with the work on hand, how can they get a hold of you, gentlemen, or where do they call to be able to help this whole wonderful program?
Okay. Well, there's a couple things. I'll give you, we have a website. It's simply miracleleagueflint.org. And they can call me as far as if they want to make a donation. My cell is area 810-516-2124. And, you know, if they wanted to call or if they want to mail a check, the address is 8493 Joseph Street, Grand Blanc, 48439. And then if they want to make a financial donation, just make the check out to the Miracle League of Greater Flint. And it's a nonprofit, and you'll get a, you know, an official receipt and so on and so forth. And if there's you know, groups out there that want one or both of us to speak. I'm fairly available. Brian's, of course, a little bit limited for now. There will be times that he's more available, but we can put on a program. We can we have a packet of materials that we can send to any group, and we're willing to talk to anybody.
It sounds great. Well, Brian, I know you must have some last words you'd love to share as well. What can you give us to make people want to help with this and understand the importance of it all?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as Bernie mentioned, there's a lot of ways to get involved, whether it be through financial contributions, either sending a check to us or online through our GoFundMe and our website. But there's also so many other ways to that includes, you know, giving your time as well. If you're interested in becoming a volunteer at one of the events that we have coming up, once we are able to have in-person events again, you know, we'd love to keep you in the loop for that, as well as becoming potentially a buddy for kids who participate in the league. So each kid who is like an athlete in our league will be assigned to a buddy. And so it's essentially just someone who they get to know really well and get to play the game with. So we'll be needing a lot of volunteers once game day comes around. But there are so many different ways to get involved with the organization. I would love to, you know, just chat with us and interact with you all. You can interact with us through our Facebook page if you want to learn how to get more involved or just want to reach out to us and see what ways, you know, the Miracle League is growing. So there's lots of ways to just be in contact with us, and we'll keep you in the loop.
So the Facebook page, is that just Miracle League of Flint on the Facebook page?
Yeah, it'll be Miracle League Greater Flint.
Okay, awesome. Because I have a lot of ideas for you, the people I know that own like an asphalt company that might be willing to help you, and other venues and resources I'd like to send your way in case it'll help. So definitely we'll do that. I will try to connect with you on Facebook.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, you guys, Ben, thank you for your time. Once again, Brian, I know I think I got you here in the nick of time because now what are you doing? Back to a college class?
Getting ready for Friday class.
And what's going to be your field? What's going to be your degree?
Yeah, currently studying marketing with concentration in professional sales at Central Michigan University.
Excellent. Oh, wow. That sounds important. Okay, get back to it. Yeah, my daughter went there, so I love it. All right, we'll get back to it. Once again, gentlemen, thank you both so much for your time and what you're doing for this community. Makes such a difference for these children that have challenges, whether it be physical or emotionally or mentally. So this is amazing. Thank you so much. And next week, Jay, we're going to be talking to somebody else. It's another radio personality, Betty Hendricks. Do you know who she is? She does her own radio show as well.
Oh, I'll be darned.
I know.
This is great.
I know. It's all radio. All radio all the time. Well, once again, thank you for listening. And if you do want to get a hold of us, Jay, tell them to give us an email.
Just give us shoot us an email at ontheroad@mtaflint.org.
And that's also the location which you can listen to this and follow it every week, because next episode is going to be just as fascinating, and every episode afterwards, hopefully. So if you want to be a guest as well, let us know. Yeah. And thanks once again for listening to On the Road with MTA and Stephanie Kay and Jay today. Stay safe.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org. And be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.